Since the Celtics, the Pats, and the Red Sox played yesterday, it's time to check the score. Now, usually I'm on the other side of the mic for this, but this is kind of fun. Today, we're joined by Boston Globe sports columnist Chad Finn. Chad, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And I get to ask the questions today, so you're stuck with me, Chad. I have to start. I wanted to start with some good news. I wanted to start with the Pats, but I just can't stop thinking about this Celtics team, so we're going to start there. They lost Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals to the Miami Heat, 125-113. I have a lot of thoughts, but let me start with your kind of headline, Chad. What are you thinking about this team?
Well, it's frustrating because it feels like a lost opportunity. The Heat wiped out the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and that seemed to open a path for the Celtics. I think what a lot of fans who are frustrated today overlooked with that was there's a reason the Heat took the Bucks out of the picture. They're really, really good, and we found that out over the six games. They just didn't make the mistakes that the Celtics made. They're a little deeper. They have the best big man in the series. They're a little bit better shooters. And anytime the Celtics did something wrong, they seemed to capitalize on it. So it feels frustrating today that the Celtics season ended the way it did. But I think if you step back and look at the big picture, last year they were knocked out a round early. They lost a lot of high-end, well-known players off their roster. And this really wasn't expected this year. To me, putting the frustration from last night aside, it feels like this year was a pretty big leap forward for them.
So you consider this a successful season?
I do in the big picture. I mean,
that's not a very Boston take right there.
Yeah, the ultimate goal is it's win a championship or nothing is enjoyable or fun, right? That's kind of the mindset we've gotten into. Yeah, it's the way it's been the last 20 years or so with the bar the Patriots set and that the Red Sox followed, and you know the Bruins and Celtics each won a championship too. But last year was an extremely frustrating season to follow the Celtics. They lost in five games in the second round to the Bucks. Kyrie Irving basically quit on them halfway through that series, and then Al Horford surprised them by opting out after the playoffs and leaving and signing with the Sixers because he thought he had a better chance of winning a championship. And they lost three guys who started in their last game last year. And it felt like this year was going to be a little bit more of a step back. And instead, what really happened was Jaylen Brown made enormous progress to the point where you can see him being a regular all-star going forward the next couple of years. Jason Tatum became one of the best scorers in the NBA, and they're 23 and 22 years old. And I think if you look, you can set aside the annoyance of the way the final scenes of their season played out. You have to feel really good about where they're headed and the development that their best players had this year.
So that's interesting. I think you're a little more forgiving of them than I am, because I think they had the more talent between the two teams. I think they had more talent than Miami. Miami played as the better team, but in terms of individual ability, and I'm wondering if there is an immaturity element or a mindset element. So I want to play a little bit of sound. This is from First Take on ESPN. Jason Tatum responding to your colleague Gary Washburn's question about whether the team needs to get tougher heading into next season.
Do we need to get tougher? Nah. Nah, we don't need to get tougher. I mean, it's just kind of unfortunate. You know, some leads we gave up, some missed shots, you know. Every game was close. But get tougher? Nah. We don't need to get tougher.
So that, Chad, is a frustrating answer for me to hear from him as the leader of the franchise. They were up 6 with 9 minutes to go in this game, and they let it get away. Whether you want to say it's physical toughness or mental toughness, it feels like, yeah, they do need to get tougher.
Yeah, well, I don't really agree on the part that they're the more talented team. I think that they have a higher-end talent at the front of their roster with Tatum and Brown and Kemba Walker to a degree, although I think we're going to find out he got injured in the Toronto series and hasn't been quite right. Gordon Hayward was coming back from the ankle injury, so he really wasn't what he was supposed to be. He was playing his best basketball as a Celtic before that. What Miami had was Bam Adebayo is the best big man in the series by far. We saw that last night. They had a little better perimeter shooting, and they were much deeper. You look at the way Eric Spoelstra ran that team. He didn't really use Andre Iguodala much, but Andre Iguodala, who's been this finals five times, with the Warriors, came in and went 5 for 5 from three last night. The Celtics don't have anybody like that. Kelly Olynyk, who was a starter on their Eastern Conference team 3 years ago, would have played for the Celtics. He couldn't get off the bench for the Heat. So to me, it's not a matter of having more talent or anything like that, or really getting tougher or that sort of thing. I think just what they need is more depth. They need, I joked about it on Twitter, what they need is PJ Brown, James Posey, and Eddie House, the three guys who are their prime, their prime bench guys when they won the title in 2008. They didn't have anything like that. They were reliant on young players, which is why you saw Grant Williams sort of out of desperation in the game in the fourth quarter in crunch time, because there wasn't another option there. And you have this rookie who's a 22nd pick out there against Iguodala, who has an argument for the Hall of Fame and knows what these, has been in more of these situations than just about any current player other than LeBron James. They were overmatched a little bit in this way. And I know I'm probably in the minority, but I look at what happened as growing pains. I don't look at it as some sort of indictment of the toughness of character of this team.
So you wouldn't hope for any major shakeups either on the floor or on the bench in terms of coaching?
For Brad Stevens, yeah. No. You know, they've gone to the East Finals three times when he's been the coach, and people say, yeah, but he can't get past the East Finals. Well, he's had three completely different teams. The first one, it was a team that had no business being there. It was Isaiah Thomas, a 5'9" shooting point guard, and Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder, who we saw as a flawed player in this series. Yeah. And a team that just wasn't supposed to be in that spot. And they were 4 minutes from knocking out LeBron's Cavaliers. This team was much more talented than that one, but the reason that they got to this point was their young players developed, and they, despite the issues that they had in this series, they generally played really well together this year and had the same goal of you know, winning. It wasn't about point totals or individual things; it was about winning as a team. And you know, they ran into some roadblocks and some issues in this series. Yeah. But again, I think of that as growing pains. And to me, Brad's not the issue. I know he seems sort of passive, and I wish he had been a little bit more aggressive in this series in certain situations, using his challenges and then using timeouts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but he seemed very hands-off, which was interesting.
Yeah, but that's what he's always been. Yeah. He's been the Celtics coach longer than he was the Butler coach. People talk about, oh, go back to college. He's a college coach. He's been the NBA longer than he was there.
All right, well, let's hope the growth continues. Let's shift gears a little bit. Pretty good news for the Pats yesterday, especially running back Rex Burkhead.
Fake the handoff to Edelman, looking over at Burkhead. Open space. Nice move, and he's up and over for the touchdown.
Huge day for Burkhead. Pretty good day for the team. What do you make of this new look, Pats? Cam Newton, I know you're a fan.
Yeah, he's so charismatic. It's a lot of fun to watch him. And you know, Chris, yesterday we got to look at what it looks like when he doesn't play well. We hadn't really seen that in the first 2 weeks, he really struggled in the first half against the Raiders. It's like everything was, the calibration on his throws were off. And
even the decision-making wasn't right. He's throwing to the wrong guys.
Decision-making was bad, in a couple of situations. And yet, with Josh McDaniels and Belichick and Newton and the play of the offensive line, they figured out a way to get that offense going. And they have a really diverse running game. They have an offensive line that, even with the retirement of incredibly accomplished offensive line coach Dante Scarnecchia, appears to be one of the better ones that they've had in recent seasons, and certainly versatile. Yesterday was a really encouraging game for the Patriots because they did it without having to rely on Newton's legs or having to rely on Newton's arm and just sort of spreading the ball around among a variety of running backs. It was really encouraging.
I got to say, Chad, it was a weird experience for me and my five-year-old son, because I was basically saying, I can't wait till Tom Brady gets off my screen so we can watch some basketball. Can you talk a little bit about the comparison between, you just said, Cam Newton, this charismatic, fun character, Tom Brady just kind of chugging along in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? I mean, I guess it comes with rooting for the laundry, you know, as Seinfeld said, and your perceptions of people change when they're not on the team that you're following or the team that you're pulling for.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Tom Brady's still the greatest of all time. I'm not rooting against the guy.
Thanks for everything, Tom.
Exactly.
It's greatly appreciated.
Exactly.
But, you watch him, he doesn't seem like he's enjoying himself. He's got this new team with a lot of really talented players around him. He's sort of got free range with the offense, and yet they win big yesterday, and he seemed kind of miserable at the end of it. And it was very familiar to what we saw last year.
I was just going to say, echoes a lot of what we saw last year from him. Boston Globe sports columnist Chad Finn. Chad, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.